Join the conversation.
Email pippa8@capetalk.co.za.
Right, it is still National Book Week, so we thought we'd steal a couple of minutes today to update you on a book-related story. In July last year, you may recall, we did an interview with the NPO CAFTA and spoke about some of the problems that they were facing, largely due to the impact of lockdown and the impact on donors' financial situation. Amongst several challenges they spoke to about, they told us how the famous CAFTA bookstore in Claremont was really struggling to keep afloat in the absence of visitors and in a drop-off in levels of donations. Now, that store, as you may recall, has got a long history dating all the way back to 1961 when it first opened up in Wynberg. Later moved to Warwick Street, the location near Cavendish Square, where it had such a good run. But the bad news is that that era came to an end and that store has closed. The good news is that the CAFTA bookstore has a new home in a much bigger premises in Kenilworth. And it's my great pleasure to welcome Peter Cato to the line today to talk to us about that new location. He's the CEO of CAFTA. Peter, welcome to the show.
Welcome,
Pippa.
Nice to be on the show.
Nice to have you with us. Okay, so that's great news that the store is back up and running. Were you closed for a protected period, Peter? I'm not sure of the sort of timeline of when the Cavendish area one closed.
Yeah, we closed the Cavendish, then we went to the one in Kenilworth, Glossaries Road. We were closed for about half a month, and the training manager, Tom Brady Jones, we in fact decided to not be closed for a month, but for half a month, so we can trade again. And like you know, as NPOs, we all struggle financially out there. The COVID has hit us extremely, very hard. So hence the fact that we had to open immediately. We've moved to 88 Glossaries Road in Claremont, in fact, in Kenilworth. And we always had the idea of trying to have a bigger place in terms of having a warehouse where people can come in and buy bigger than before as in Claremont. So we've moved to Kenilworth, and indeed it has been much better for us financially than at Claremont. I must admit that Claremont was great for us. The landlord and the management agent.
Yeah.
They looked after us during COVID as well. But because also of the month-to-month rental, that we weren't really aware where we stand there, because we were also made aware that the place was up for sale, we had to make the decision to move to a bigger or a better venue, and hence the fact we wanted to be in a warehouse type of venue. That's why we moved to Glossaries Road.
I'm delighted to hear you've got more space, Peter, because more space means more books can go in and there's a little bit more space for people to move around and browse more comfortably than they would have done before. Do you have a counter? How many books have gone into the new space?
I would say, in fact, we moved the entire Claremont shop to the new store, as well as books we had in the RV house at the HQ premises, so it's completely packed up. We get donations by the hundreds per day, and like you said, more books, more revenue for CAFTA as well, which is more in the better sustainability part.
Absolutely, and just for those who don't know or don't remember, more revenue for CAFTA gets used how, Peter?
That's definitely correct. That is definitely correct, because, you know, the money goes towards our projects at CAFTA in terms of, you know, humanitarian issues and feeding schemes, and we have other various welfare programs which we introduce to the improvised community around here.
Peter, in terms of the offering of books, can you give us a sense of the kinds of books? I mean, I remember your store from Claremont. It was an absolute treasure trove. There was everything there, from children's books to thrillers to non-fiction to old, you know, reference books and the like. Give us a bit of a virtual walk through what's there now.
Yeah, we always say we take everything except husbands and wives. So we will take every book, you know, every book has a place on our shelves. Everyone, every person is looking for a specific type of book, and you will find it, definitely find it at our warehouse.
Okay, now in terms of people donating books to you, Peter, that's the other thing I wanted to highlight today. I'm delighted to hear you say that literally hundreds of books come in every day. If somebody is busy doing a spring clean or about to start a spring clean and wants to send some books your way, how should they drop them off? Do they just bring them along to the store? What's involved?
Look, they can bring it to the store in Glossary Road, or they can contact it offers on 021-706-2050, and we will gladly collect it from him.
Just repeat that number for me, please, Peter.
021-706-2050, and we will gladly collect it from him.
Okay, 7062050. I've jotted that down as well. If anybody is driving and couldn't take it down, you're welcome to email me after the show and I'll pass it along. What about the hours and days of opening, Peter, for the new store? It's Glossary Road in Kenilworth. What days and hours?
Correct. We open from 8 to 4 from Mondays to Fridays and from 8 to half past 1 on a Saturday. We're also trying to be open as the summer progresses. We will try to open on a Sunday as well.
Okay, thanks so much for that. Lastly, somebody's asking, these are book donations, you don't buy books. Peter, is there anything in it for the donor other than the knowledge of knowing that they are helping you guys to keep on doing good work?
Yeah, if it's for his business and H certificates, we will gladly give you in terms of his tax returns. But otherwise, the books goes for a good use in terms of putting the money towards the projects at Cavendon.
Okay, absolutely. And that in itself is reason enough to do it. Final question, Pete, and I don't know if it's, I might be putting you on the spot here, but any comment on what people are looking for and what people are reading in the current circumstances? I've been intrigued by how many people have told me anecdotally that their reading taste and their taste in television programs has changed under lockdown, that they are reading lighter books, happier books. They don't like watching gory TV films, etc., because they just want something that takes them away from the real world and all its worries. Are you seeing that in terms of the titles that are moving from the store?
I think in terms of what we are outputting, it's still the same. I think, you know, people come there for all types of books. And I agree with you, you know, especially during the COVID, we don't want to hear gory stuff and gory stuff. I for once always thought, you know, how could people want to read books? It's a new era. But believe me, we have people coming there daily by 50, 70, 80, sometimes 200 people coming in there. And, you know, I cannot say that they go for a specific type of book. It is still business as usual in terms of where the books are concerned.
Okay, very interesting. Peter, great to have you on the show. I'm so delighted that you guys have found a new home and that business is booming. And I will be dropping off a set of books the next time I do a spring clean.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us. Peter Cato, the CEO of CAFTA. So once again, Glossary Road in Kenilworth is where you'll find the new CAFTA book warehouse, Mondays to Fridays from 8 till 4 and Saturdays from 8 until 1:30. The number, if you would like to phone them about a pickup, if you've got a large donation to make, is 021-706-2050.